How long gone? We're here. We're ragged from the road. Suite 1508 at the beautiful 21C Hotel.
This episode comes out tonight.
We're in the 21C Hotel, looking out over the beautiful skyline of Chicago. Got the back of some buildings. It's looking good. It's looking great.
Yeah, man. That's your room number. Mine, well, I won't say my room number. This is day two of having no headphones, so I'm hitting raw on this episode. It's a little nerve-wracking.
We're hitting raw. I also left my headphones at my parents' house, so our tour manager, Tim, was able to go to the Apple store. I asked him, I was like, can you get them to engrave on site? I like my name on them, and if you bring them back without my name on them, you're going home early.
Was it turnaround time?
I don't know, but it's his problem.
He's out. The show won't start tonight in Chicago until you get here.
Exactly. Until you come back with my engraved AirPods.
Actually, I do want to talk about your engraved AirPods. While you're over there by the recorder, how are the levels looking? I wanted to get a real feel for it.
What do you mean?
Are we redlining?
No, I'm not even redlining.
Okay, good. Wow, that's rare.
I know.
Yes, please forgive our makeshift setup here. I mean, it'll sound great in post, but your people will get the headphones engraved. Mm. You as well, which is, you're a monogram kind of guy, but I don't know if you're an electronics product engraving kind of guy. But when you get your AirPods engraved, you do capital C Chris, capital B Black, and it just looks like, you know, like when you write your name on your third grade homework.
That's
kind
right.
Of thing. Like, mm-hmm. Everyone gets like a nickname or an initial or a personal little message or sometimes, you know, the day my fucking mama died.
I know what people do, Jason, and I reject that.
And you're
because okay. That's child behavior. I only want my name there because if I were to, actually, you know what? It just looks cool. Because if I misplace them, they're obviously getting stolen. No one cares if it's their name or not.
But I'm saying your behavior is so adult-like that it becomes more childlike than anything an adult can do.
Okay.
Like a third grader's homework where you write, where you hold the crayon like this. For our listeners at home, I'm holding a crayon.
First of all,
I'm holding it like
it's not.
I'm holding Julian Casablancas' dick. It's not a penmanship style holding.
So what would you suggest that I put on my headphones?
Big CB, the nasty black man, C-Dog, C-Lo, C-Money.
Okay.
C-Breezy, Chris Brown, Chris Black, Brown.
So you want kind of a silly nickname, an inside joke between my...
Maybe that's your problem. You don't have a nickname. A silly one.
I don't, because I'm not a silly guy, and I don't like nicknames because...
This changes today.
My only blessing in life, the only thing that I've been given by my wonderful parents, Linda and Gary, is my name. It rolls off the tongue. It comes off as one word. If I were to deviate from that, it would feel like disrespect to my family.
Chris Black, wall one word?
Not all one word, but you know, it...
The same way the phrase, old peanut head, is all one word?
Exactly. It's very, it's similar but different.
Try this one on for size.
Okay.
Let's say, imagine I'm maybe like a 62-year-old Uber driver.
Okay.
I'm going to call you Cold Brew. Same initials.
All right.
Same amount of syllables.
It's very close. I don't know
it's highly interchangeable.
Do you think that 62-year-old Uber drivers, do you think Cold Brew is popular enough that they would go there?
Yeah.
Do you think Starbucks has done it?
I just to say it, the guy, he's black, that I'm envisioning him saying it as well. So he's saying it in a way that it just sounds better and
it
cooler.
Sounds cooler.
It
well,
just sounds correct when he calls you Cold Brew.
Well, luckily.
Because, you know, like that's a cold, you know, that's a way to describe somebody.
Yeah.
Even if you're an older person.
How did you describe me today?
What do you mean? When?
Bad person, great friend.
Oh.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. Chris Black, good friend, bad person. But then the plot has thickened. This seed has sprouted more legs. I have a recent development.
Okay.
On the bad person, good kid, mad city, bad person, good friend. I have a new Instagram follower.
Okay.
that, and I happened to pick him up down when I was in Atlanta. I just think it's funny that. So his name is Jimmy Williams, and his photo. He's an older gentleman.
Okay, Jimmy Williams sounds like a fake name, like Chris Black, but
he looks like that.
Oh wow!
And he's a real older Southern guy.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's listening right now. His Instagram. I won't.
Can I ask how he found you?
I don't know.
Okay, you don't. So there's not any. You're not, when you look through his page, you're not seeing any commonalities, any things that you guys have in common.
Okay. Well, the only thing that we have in common is he's a Southern. He likes to cook.
Okay, so he's sick on the grill.
He seems to enjoy family values. He's a dog dad.
So you guys have a lot in common, actually. Now that you're saying this,
he's sort of the future you. He's an older. Bald Southern man. He's put on some LBs.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it a little tighter than
he's
that.
He's got a nice wife, but he also could be into some bear play.
He's giving Santa bear from that
photo.
Yeah,
he's Santa Zaddy play.
Can I ask why this new follower is getting this much airtime on How Long Gone?
Because when you said the good friend, bad person.
Yeah.
I saw something that stuck out in his Instagram bio that maybe you could adopt.
Okay.
And it reminded me a lot of you. This person is the future you.
Okay.
I'll read his whole thing. He's basically you and I in one person.
Oh, so, wow. A combo.
Okay. The first line of his Instagram bio. Hunt/fish, cook, eat.
Oh.
Those four words.
Okay.
So the hunt/fish, that gets a slash. The cook and eat, no separation.
Those are two big.
Independent words. Line number two, social media dude. Okay, and he definitely does not work in social media.
What's his follower count looking like if he's a social media dude?
You got about 3K.
Oh, that's actually interesting. Okay.
But he's following almost 4K. So
he's putting out a little
Jimmy,
too
the
much.
Ratio is too thirsty.
Yeah, the ratio is off, Jim.
Okay, so he's a Southern. He doesn't do social strategy at Glossier.
Sure.
He's
an enthusiast.
He has one story highlight.
Okay.
And it's titled hashtag Avett Brothers, Avett Bros.
So, okay.
It's a country band?
Yeah. Well, they're,
they're pop indie country. Okay. But
no, they're like cool and serious, though. Okay. They're not like poppy.
Okay.
They're Rick Rubin.
The first photo is just like some ramps and eggs.
Wow.
And he pinned that one, too. Don't worry about
it. But feels.
Oh, they're
elevated
in season.
For him, though.
Oh, they're in season. Okay, but here it is. Here's the one. Southern manners, northern efficiency.
Hey, Jason, we all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on. You're eating at restaurants you don't want to eat at all the time to appease myself and others.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to your health, there's no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who used your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines, their family group chat, their crossword puzzles, just because they're available right now. Or because they take your slightly sketchy insurance. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and prioritize your health. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance, so literally no compromises here, because with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors very close to you and instantly book appointments with them online. Just like when I'm looking for new shoes on my sites, you can filter specifically, see which doctors take your insurance, located near you, maybe find a doctor that's far away from you for personal reasons you don't want to disclose.
I use ZocDoc and you should too.
Go to ZocDoc.com/howlong and download ZocDoc for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/howlong. ZocDoc.com/howlong.
How Long Gone is brought to you by Nutrafol. As you know, hair thinning is quite complicated. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health. And internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and most importantly, grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair.
Go ahead, give it a tug. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth suppy, with over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with considerably less shedding. Thank God. Take the first step To visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code HOWLONG, all one word. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists and professional stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled N-U-T-R-A-F-O-L. I got Raf on the nut.com promo code HOWLONG. That's Nutrafol.com promo code HOWLONG.
The best way to learn a language? Immersion, living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Chris and I are going to the country of Georgia in a month or so, and they have a very unique language, and I will be using Babbel to try and just get a little bit of action so I can know how to order my cold brew lattes and things like that in a way that's actually science-based. Don't spend hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Use Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons. They're handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new lingo in as little as 3 weeks.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/howlong. Get 55% off at babbel.com/howlong, spelled BABBEL.com/howlong. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Babbel.
Woo! That is nice stuff.
That's you in a nutshell.
That really is me.
But it's sort of like you're the one with northern efficiency. I've got the southern manners in a weird way.
I have better manners than you. You're just more chatty. But you don't say yes, sir, yes, ma'am. You're not a big door holder. You kind of let that thing hit people on their way out.
That's all wrong.
I mean, you may have stolen valor from my southern brothers.
I say yes, ma'am, all the time. You probably say yes, sir, more just on the circles you're running. I love to hold the door open for a feller or a lady.
No.
They to the they.
No. I'm kidding. I do see you do that stuff. But I think that southern manners are something that more people should adopt, especially people from your fucking state that just act crazy.
You know that my manners are on fleek. Damn, I can see the ocean from here, or the lake.
I think that's the Burberry store.
No, I'm dead.
Oh, you can see all the way to Lake Michigan.
I can see Lake Michigan right now.
Red
I feel
House
like I'm
Painter's
in fucking
voice.
Miami right now.
Okay, you're not in Miami right now. That's for fucking sure. These like people, bro, I was walking down the street later.
Like DJ Khaled just fucked me and I'm waiting for my friend to pick me up.
Hey, you coming? He left. Like, are you coming?
I'm only wearing a swimsuit. I'm so cold, but I don't know how to figure out the AC.
I met him at the day party. This guy, so what is it again? Southern manners, northern efficiency?
Yeah.
That's really good. Like I really like that.
If I told you that phrase at 19, you would be making a tattoo reservation.
Oh,
I
definitely have that yatted on me. Yatted on me. Damn. But all of that being said, this guy seems cool. But how do you think? Do you think he's a how long gone guy? Do you think he discovered you through the algorithm? Like, what do you? Did he type it in or did it come up? You know what I'm saying?
It's a pure mystery. I mean, I'm thinking that since we were in Atlanta yesterday, there was a table full of older folks.
Yeah, that was my parents.
At the show. Well, your parents were at the table. But
they had some friends too.
It was a six top and everyone was in this.
Maybe Jimmy's one of my dad's like friends, husbands or something.
Could be. Did you get the follow?
I don't know.
I just think it's funny.
Probably not. He didn't see any food, so he probably kept it moving.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And I brought up Julian Casablancas' dick because I got an Instagram message.
I got the same message.
Oh, really?
I think.
Like, how did you talk to Albert Hammond Jr. last episode for a whole hour and you didn't mention Julian's hog a single time? And I was like, is that...
That's a joke, is what that is. But
oh, I mean, I would not. I would not. But is like, do people talk about his dick specifically? Is that a thing?
No,
or is,
it's just people would expect us to disrespect Albert Hammond Jr. and ask him a stupid question about his friend's dick to ruin our podcast, to ruin the podcast,
to ruin the relationship which that I'm clearly cultivating.
Which
right
I'm
now.
Not willing to do that. Albert actually has put me on the list for the show, so let me know if you want to go
at the Lodge Room.
I told him I didn't know where I would be, so we're going to figure it out.
That's so dope. I'll probably buy a ticket, support local artists.
He offered. I said, I'll cop a ticket when it's announced. He's like, it's announced. You let me know. I'll put you on the list. I trust me.
He didn't offer that to me.
Well, I think maybe he thought I would kind of plug you in when the time came.
It's all gravy, man.
I like to keep you off of the email chains until it's really time to plug you in. So you're...
Oh, this was on email.
No. I'm kidding. It was messaging.
That's what I thought. Loser.
I can email whoever I want.
So yeah, we're in Chicago. Beautiful day in Chi City.
We've had such a great bit of luck with weather in tertiary markets, and I've noticed something.
What a great bit of luck.
But it really changes. Like, I'm amped to be here. When it's 73 degrees and sunny and all these fatties are out here eating on the street, mm-hmm. I feel great.
I do too.
You know,
it's king of the world.
Like Philadelphia that Saturday, it couldn't have been a better day. Loved every second to be in Philadelphia. Atlanta, we were there probably a day too long, but that's a scheduling thing.
Damn, this AC loud than a motherfucker too. Yeah, we were there a day too long, but it's okay. Damn, you're so good at using the AC machine like that, intuitively and instinctually. It's good, bro. But you said that you've been feeling. You said earlier today on the airplane, I feel like how you felt the day after Magic City. And I want to know, beyond sleepy, how is that humanly possible?
Well, my body aches from berries. So I'm having aches and pains. And I just feel, I mean, I feel okay right now, but it's taken me all day to get here. Like I took a little nap and then went to get a coffee before I had a call. And I kind of found myself like running into stuff and being like a little discombobulated in the coffee place.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, bro, I took a 45-minute nap, and now I need to like get my shit together. Like, we have a lot to do today, mm-hmm. and I just couldn't. It took a while.
Did you knock anything over and spill it? Make a big
mess? No, but I kicked the same chair twice when I was walking by it, and it felt like people were looking at me like, is this guy drunk? Kind of vibe.
Which is pretty plausible here in Chi City.
They're definitely drunk today.
But one more, and it would have been like, do we need to get you up to your room, Mr. Black, kind of thing?
That was kind of, it was a very strange sensation. But you know what it
Maybe
was?
Maybe you need to work on your mobility. We've talked about this before.
No, I think what it is, and my shoulder is killing me, but I think, Hunter, I can't wait to see you. I think that the, what I need to feel better, which is very strange, I don't know if you can relate to this, is I need to engage my brain.
Okay.
Like once I had a call and like had to talk to a client for an hour, I instantly felt so much better.
And that, I wonder if there's some Huberman psychology behind this.
It's Chris psychology.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Fuck him.
Rewriting the narrative. So if we, maybe it's, okay, this is where I'm thinking. So when you get sore from berries.
Yeah.
It's a good sore, but it's also pain.
Yeah, of course.
At the end of the day, but you feel it's a reminder.
Yeah.
That you worked out. I'm proud of myself. I pumped it up. I pushed it to the limit. I'm so sick with it. I'm a rock star. Hashtag red. What's it? Red what? The red room. What are they called, berries?
Yeah, it's the red room.
It's the red room. And then if your body is operating on that level where it's used to that type of thing, and then when it falls out, you might, you know, start noticing things.
I'm craving.
And since we podcast three times a week, talking to beautiful, amazing captains of industry from all over the world.
Yes, of course.
Challenging the mental.
Exactly.
The fact that you just sat on an airplane and then like took a nap today.
Yeah.
And you didn't roll any calls. You didn't talk to anybody at a coffee shop. You didn't have a podcast with me and a GQ employee. And then now the brain fog comes in.
I really, as soon as I had a call.
Are you having enough magnesium?
Definitely. Okay. As soon as I had a call, I instantly was like, all right, I'm kind of back. I was able to go to the gym. I was able to get a few things done. I took a shower. You know, everything's back. I'm ready.
Okay. So famous, you know, video game characters, cartoon characters, movie characters. Uh-huh. You need to re-up on something. Your mana, your life source, your energy. You need coins. You need rings. You need a mushroom to boost you up.
Yeah.
And just having a phone call meeting is the life force
for
you.
Well, it's a phone call meeting where I have to be on. Like, I have to be, like, mentally there and, like, pretty quick. So I like...
Were you selling or were you buying?
No. I mean, I'm always selling. But it was just more like, oh, I need to be, like, engaged in this. This isn't like I'm, like, having a conversation with Tim, you know, in the car.
Period.
Like, okay. I had to engage. And I think that fires my brain in a different way.
Could we go over kind of some of the points on our call today?
No, it's fine. I mean, I don't think that's really any of your business.
Are you allowed to at least tell me what sector of business this was in? Action sports?
Fragrance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesante.
I try to keep it cool.
Speaking of fragrance, I got so absolutely shooketh at TSA today.
Speaking of fragrance, they took my bag.
So yesterday when we were in Atlanta, I finished the show. Well, I'll go TSA first. I had drugs in my bag. I'm traveling with drugs, smokables and edibles. And I know that in California, I can fly out and go wherever with weed. It doesn't matter. But when I'm going, you know, Chicago, Atlanta, Philly, I don't know the local jurisdictions.
We'll put you in the fucking can here.
I could get canned.
Light him up.
So I see my bag and it has.
We got a big bird.
Yeah, we got a long one over here.
We got a big guy outside that. He looks. Oh, no.
I don't think he has a permit.
It smells like
for his bubbler.
It smells like marijuana.
They have the TSA machines, the ones that look like the futuristic tech ones.
Hartsfield-Jackson, the busiest airport in the world, is equipped with some of the best equipment and software to kind of catch terrorists. That's
no
right.
Slower TSA.
It's unbelievable.
It's the best crazy. It's the same thing as like the line. The clear line is more. Has more people than the pre-check line, and the pre-check line has more people than GA.
It makes no sense. Actually, at our when Tim and I were going through TSA today, the guy, it was so slow, but the guy had a Britney Spears style headset mic to bark orders, and Tim was like, he brought that from home. No one else has one of those.
Yeah,
like, this motherfucker got this at Radio Shack and was like, I'm done yelling. I'm done with y'all.
He turns on, puts in the two double A's in there and goes,
yeah, and he
yeah.
It would be cool if he was singing his instructions, but okay. So
I've
you
seen
see
people barking. Sometimes it's good. So yeah,
the tubes of terror.
The tubes of terror when it has the ones with the conveyor belt trays.
That's what I call a Chicago hot dog. But go ahead.
Okay. And I see, and the I got some pre rolls burning a hole in my toomey, and I see who's running the tube. There's two tubes.
Yeah.
And I choose the line where the least narky person.
Because, you know, the beauty of the Atlanta airport is, I would say, 7 out of 10 employees have a gold tooth.
7 out of 10 employees are members of YBN Nation.
Yeah, so you're kind of, they aren't trying to, they're like, you're good. If it's weed, you're good.
They're selling me drugs actively in TSA.
Yeah,
they're like, do you have any drugs on you? No. Well, what do you need?
The guy at Delta that's helping us get our bags tagged smiled at me, and I was like, damn, this guy's got a mouthful.
Okay,
how much are they paying you at Delta, bro?
I didn't know you had
Johnny Dang money from Delta.
He might have supplemental income.
Oh, okay. I think he might be doing some after hours.
He might let a couple sticks go through the tube of death for a light 300-400.
Yeah, he takes a little off the back.
Anything that it was beeping for some. No, it's
no,
good.
No, he's straight. He's good. Let him
go. And I picked the least narky of it. I went in, I go, suitcase goes in, and it slides over to the second conveyor belt, pulled over, and I'm at this point, I'm like, oh, fuck, it's going to happen.
They lit him up.
They lit me up. He goes through, and they pulled out a candle instead of the weed.
Because it's,
and he said,
they consider those liquid.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I was like, he's like, no, your candle looks like an explosive when it went through the tube. And all he did was open up the candle and check it, and look it was all good.
Were you like, why don't you fucking fix your eyes, bitch? This is a Sid Mashburn candle. It's a flavor of orange.
Orange blossom.
Damn. They.
Carolyn's
they,
favorite
know,
smell.
You know what they did to me, which is so weird? They pulled the Remy out of the lineup, and he brought it over. I had to go meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he looked at the screen, like where you see the x-ray, and then just gave me the bag back without opening it.
No shit.
Yeah, like almost like this loser thought he saw something, but I'm a pro. I don't see nothing. So go ahead.
Oh, okay.
But I thought maybe I got pulled because I had to get my, I asked to have my film hand checked.
Yeah.
So I think they're already suspicious of me.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm with Tim. He looks like, yeah, I mean, this motherfucker look, he, you don't know what the fuck. He's got a Supreme North Face duffel bag. You know there's something bad in there.
Oh, 1,000%.
That's a red flag.
He's got some slides with blood on him in there.
No, those are Dior. That's how they're made.
But how did I get to the part before that? Oh yeah, so I was at the we finished doing the show.
Yeah.
And I was wearing my stage blacks, my Abraham Lincoln suit. And I I reach into the breast pocket.
Oh yeah.
And I pull out a small plastic bag of full of white powder with a smiley face sticker on it.
Those are jewelry bags. If Kylie Jenner taught me,
it was the cutest little jewelry bag. Does anybody know where I can?
I know you have your belly button pierced, so it's cool that you were getting some new stuff.
I can fit like one macaroni in there. It's so cute. But and I was realizing that we've been on 5 flights in the last week.
Yeah, we've been really doing it. You had the Molly in the pocket,
and I've been flying with powdered hard drugs in my pocket the entire trip.
Honestly, I think when you try to hide drugs, you get caught. I think if you're just like, it's in the pocket, I think you're fine.
But where else do you put it? Like when you try to get slick with it and it's in an odd, unusual place.
People get
place.
Slick with it. You know what I think people's go-to is like a DOP kit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm going to put it in with my makeup, which is actually dumb as hell because that's the number one thing they open for because it's like liquids. But I don't think people...
And then you go, no, those are my headache powders.
I've talked to someone I knew was like in charge. He was like, oh, I was in charge of bringing all this Molly to a wedding in like, you know, a foreign country. I'm like, what'd you do? He's like, I just put it in my bag. I'm like, well, yeah, I know you put it in your bag. But like, what? He's like, I don't know, dude. It was just sitting there. Like, I don't know.
I think that's kind of the move.
Like, also, I don't think that's what they're actually looking for.
I think that's what it really, truly boils down to. And much like the way all government agencies work, like, they do large sweeping mandated orders and they never tell the public about it. Yeah. So I feel like, you know, 6 years ago, every TSA person's like, yeah, we only look for guns.
Yeah.
And like
100%
guns and bombs.
Now they're like, all we look for is reusable water bottles with a little liquid in them. We're done. We're done.
Is that a Juul pod? Light them up.
REI Nalgene. You're out.
But I still am very worried about flying internationally with drugs, though, because I just don't want to be locked up abroad. It's just
no. I mean, obviously, you don't want to be locked up abroad. You would be absolutely hung out to dry.
I didn't know that,
Jason. Who do you think would last longer in jail?
All I have to do. Well, in other countries, you just pay them money and they let you out. I can't do that in America.
I don't know. Do you think you have enough money to get out of jail?
In Mexico, I do.
Okay, yeah, that's
I've done it before.
There's levels to this shit. Sweden? Nah, I'm probably going to do some time in Sweden. But Mexico, I could get out.
Sweden, yeah. I mean, if I can find the ATM and I can max it out or something, maybe. But in Mexico, we got out of it one time by giving them a pair of sunglasses. They were nice, though.
They took black flies for jail time? That's crazy.
They may have been Gucci's or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Gucci. It is a licensed deal. So the Luxottica's are cheap.
We were in Magic City on Monday, and I have a pen, I have matches, but I didn't get anything else. And I was talking to somebody last night. They're like, "Did you get the thong?"
Oh yeah.
And I was like, "Fuck! I should have got Carolyn a Magic City thong." But then
no, you shouldn't have.
It's a little trashy, but I was thinking like if there was some type of How Long Gone thong. I know like Red Scare has made a thong and it's a curveball for us to make a thong, but there were 3 girls last night in Atlanta who said they want us to make more girly clothes.
I'm more interested in like an ex-girl style 90s baby tee ringer.
Well, that's a start. Would you do that?
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't sell, but sure.
What do you mean it wouldn't sell?
I mean, I just don't think that would actually sell.
So it goes from it wouldn't sell to I actually just don't think it would sell.
Okay, I'll it will not sell. It would sell like 10 of them.
Based on what data?
Based on my brain and doing this for a living. Pretty simple stuff.
Okay, so your brain is so awesome. You have a long history of selling women's clothing.
No, but I know more about this than you do, and 3 people saying we should do something.
I'm asking for your strategy or any reason why, other than my brain.
The reason is 3 people saying they want something means that those 3 people, one of them would probably buy it. That's the reality.
Okay.
Like, it's often when you get
So we release a sick-ass How Long Gone baby tee ex-girl style shirt, and one person will buy it because three.
No,
of
no,
them
no. I'm saying one of those three. So let's use that math, mm-hmm. and we sell 10. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's all. I just because this is.
I don't understand the logic.
I've heard a lot of stuff like this where somebody's like, "Yeah, I got 100." Like a band would be like, "I got 100 DMs saying we want this kind of hoodie. I made the hoodie. We sold fucking 5 of them." Mm-hmm. That's a common. Or like, we need to have this colorway. I'm like, "All right, sure, we'll make the colorway." And you sell 10. And you're like, "Well, maybe you didn't want the colorway."
Yeah, that's true. But I think we have enough female fans. What are you about to pour into that water, Chris?
I'm trying to bust down.
You want me to open it for you?
An Element electrolyte drink mix. And I like, you know, this is my shit. We're going to talk about this more tonight at the show, raw and unflavored, like my personality.
Yeah, I need to make a note of that. Oh, actually, it's already in my notes. Never mind. That's exciting. But yeah, you're drinking powders. I'm drinking a beep, and you're drinking an Element. I've been drinking those all night. It's a nice salty flavor, but...
I think that...
Let's say if like at our show last night, the crowd was probably 60-40 male, female. You don't think we would sell some shirts like that in a female style or size?
Oh, I think we would. I just think it would pale in comparison to the regular shirts, and then we would be sitting on them. That's all.
Is 60-40 really that much of a pale of comparison?
Because it's you act like all 40% are going to buy that shirt. A lot of them be like, this is fucking ugly. I want the regular shirt.
In relation to the 60% of men, all 60% of them are not going to buy a men's shirt.
I have to say something to you right now that I don't want to say, but I am absolutely right about this, and you are wrong.
Again, all you're doing is talking about subjective opinions. It's not, variables.
It's years of expert data versus... three drunk chicks being like, we'd buy a girly stuff.
Do you think I'm basing this entire thought process on one drunk chick telling me I should make a thong?
Yes.
That's bullshit.
That's preposterous.
You know that's wrong.
I don't know what
you
hear.
How many girls say, can you make small sizes for us all the time?
Oh, okay. That's a small sizes. Very different.
Do you know how many clothing companies make female clothes?
Hold on.
I'm just saying you're...
First of all, I prefer to create gender-neutral merchandise, and I think that's something that you should care about as well.
Bold-faced lie. What else you got? Other bullets in there? I just think that women... I think women are into clothes. I've seen it, and I think they buy clothes.
Look, I think women...
And I think there's a lot of clothing companies that sell women's clothes, and they do well.
I think so too, but we're not a clothing company. We have not launched our ready-to-wear yet, so this is you're looking at it from the wrong angle. We're a merchandising operation, mm-hmm. very different than
girls don't buy merch, is what you're saying.
I think
only guys wear merch.
I think that it's mostly guys. Probably data to prove that. Unless we're Taylor Swift, bro.
What do you think? Mostly. What do you say? 80-20.
No.
90-15?
No, maybe 70-30.
70-30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like if you walk down the street, take an Astro World out of it, because you know a lot of dusty hoes still wear Astro World hoodies. I think merchandise is more men wear it because more men don't care about clothes and it's easy to wear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like
So you don't think merch is close?
For women, it's not close. For women, it's merch. For men, it's close. That's kind of what I mean. Ooh. A regular guy who's buying a six pack at 7-Eleven.
Joe Six Pack, we'll call him.
Joe Six Pack will wear a Zach Bryan shirt to the office.
Who's Zach Bryan? I know Zach Bia.
No, different Zach. He's a country artist, but he's like a cool country artist. I'm just using him as an example.
Yeah.
So okay, I'll use another example of somebody.
Let's go. How about maybe I'll think of who has sold the most merch in Taylor Swift.
Do you
think any women wear Taylor Swift merch, or is it mostly just here's
where you're fucking
the
Mac
up. Counter.
We have to differentiate women from girls because of the age. Taylor Swift, I got to think the mean age is like...
So are you going to go with the legal in America, 18 years old is the cutoff?
We're in Chicago right now. I think 18 is legal here, yeah.
Okay, so 18 and up is a woman, 18 and down is a girl?
I'm not here to make judgments like that. I'm just merely looking at it from a business perspective. Uh-huh. And I think that if we...
I think there's a lot of adults that go to Taylor Swift concerts and buy merch. Some of them over 18.
Oh, they buy it and they then give it to their child. That's what they do. Have you seen... I have not seen...
You know how many women in their 20s, 30s, 40s I see wearing Taylor Swift merchandise almost every single day?
No, you don't. I haven't seen anyone wearing a Taylor Swift Eras tour shirt. I have not one.
I saw a 40-year-old man wearing a Taylor Swift t-shirt at the airport.
And that proves my theory that that's who buys merch because they think of his clothes, where women think of clothes as something more serious. I think most men are like, t-shirt and jeans, man, I'm good. Whereas most women are looking at it in a more fun way. They want to wear a top, maybe.
I'm having so much fun at this conversation.
It's not a top.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, it's true.
I think
you're going to get dragged for this.
I think it's a little more fluid than that.
Oh, now you want to be fluid. That's fucked. Okay, that's interesting.
Okay, so all pants are bottoms, but not all shirts are tops.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, skirt, skort, shirts, pants, jeans, cargos, those are all bottoms. But
them jeans, they're all bottoms.
A t-shirt is a t-shirt, and then every other top is a top.
Sort of. Well, women's, it's different because I guess a blouse is a top. A button-down shirt is a top. A sweater, technically a top.
Mm-hmm.
A t-shirt is its own category.
Okay.
I think knitwear, sweaters, I mean, look, that could be considered its own category, but I don't want to get into the weeds with that, you know what I mean? So I think that
you men, think I'm gonna get dragged for this?
I think that men,
who's dragging?
I think men predominantly are the bigger t-shirt wearers in the United States. I think you could agree with that.
I think it's possible that more men than women wear t-shirts. Yeah, sure. That's a thing.
That's straight up. Then we're straight up looking at numbers then. So if we're selling t-shirts.
So then are you saying we should, by your logic, we need to be making tops?
And that's where Gone by How Long Gone comes into production.
Okay. Is a styled, cut and sew, cropped ringer baby has enough things no. gone into that to turn it into a top, or is it still a t-shirt?
Unfortunately, no, it's still a t-shirt. I wish I had a better answer for you. I wish we could find common ground. But
no, you don't.
Unfortunately, even if we did a cut and sew, fully custom body ringer t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
it has to be categorized as a t-shirt. We have to be honest with our consumer.
I feel like this is a great debate.
I think it's issues that come up for everyone.
I know. I like that both of our life partners work in fashion professionally, gainfully employed, and our fucking dumbasses are arguing about what the difference between a t-shirt and a top is. Like, if they listen to this episode, they're both rolling their eyes so far back into their beautiful, perfect skulls.
Well, I think that there is a... for example, I think the reason the hat does so well for us is because non-binary. The hat is a non-binary genderless garment.
Okay.
And a man will, like, for example, you wear a hat almost every day.
Yeah, baby.
Women, that's rare.
Damn.
But going to the farmer's market, I want to look cute, throw my How Long Gone hat on a Saturday.
I know a lot of ladies that'll wear a hat. I'm just saying.
Of course, to wear a hat, but it's not a daily
driver.
You said
it's not very often.
Well, I don't think
it's rare.
Well,
for a
compared
woman to wear a hat.
7 days a week, it is rare.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
I mean, the hat has had a resurgence with women, but it's still.
I don't know why it's so fun debating you about absolutely meaningless stuff. Like, usually when you watch a debate, you know, it's about serious political matters, geopolitics, whatever it is. But, you know, and it doesn't matter who's right. It just matters who's better at talking.
Yeah.
And when the stakes are removed and it's only over t-shirt, it becomes a pure sport.
Yeah, it's a sport.
You know?
Also, no one is, I mean, these are sort of things that can't be proven. So it makes it a little more.
It's all, so maybe like you could say subjective, maybe things that couldn't be proven.
Well, I don't think anything. First of all, my thoughts are facts, and I don't. Your thoughts are subjective. That's kind of how. That's the whole premise of this program.
So, and your proof is that
I'm right. That's the proof. You know, it's like when your parents would be like, "Because I said so."
Because I said so.
I'm because I said so.
And then you grow up and get older and realize that that is meaningless.
Yeah, maybe when you turn 60, you'll realize that. But for now, at 42, we're kind of sticking with that.
Does it look like I'm drinking your Kool-Aid right now?
It looks like you're drinking Element, but for now, it's my Kool-Aid.
Okay, so Chris says, women shouldn't be able to wear How Long Gone merchandise.
This is
Let's
not,
move on to the next.
That's
let's,
not
let's
what
Let's take
I'm
a
saying.
Break and pay some bills. Let's see what those guys down at Mickey D's are up to. Okay, well, speaking of fashion,
yeah.
I'll divert. It's a full U-turn.
Okay.
And we made a U-turn yesterday, and we were asking, why do they call it flipping a bitch?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Why do they call it? Is it really that difficult? I mean, maybe back in the old days before power steering, it was really hard to make a U-turn. Just a simple aside. We're going to move on. I was getting weed delivered right before I left on my journey, and the person who dropped it off,
yeah,
my weed delivery person, identified as a dog. And this was a new one for me.
Okay. Can you give me 1 second?
Chris has an important email.
A human. No. This has nothing to do with my email.
Oh, you want
to? A human.
Mm-hmm.
Weed delivery.
A human person. There is an X in the word person somewhere.
Of course. No. P-E-R-S-X-N. So a human person that was delivering marijuana as a career, as a job.
Yeah.
Identifies as a pet dog. Like a dog, yeah. A four-legged friend.
As a four-legged friend,
I just
want
to make sure I'm clear what a dog is
in
this case.
As a dog, but I think it's like a furry. It's not like a hyper realistic true
like
to biological
I'm not I'm not a German Shepherd. I wear a costume on the weekends for sex stuff.
I don't know if
it doesn't have to be sexual in nature.
It wasn't reading sexual.
Can I ask you how you was this a visual cue and you kind of figured it out, or was there some messaging?
There's both. So
wow.
So he was wearing a hat that had dog ears built into it, and he was wearing like a hoodie talking with his dog name on there, and I forgot what it was. His hat said, it was like a new era fitted, it said Wolf on it. But and I was like, he could just be like a gamer, like a fun guy, you know.
Yeah, nothing says fun guy like I'm a dog.
Dogs are fun. They're so fun. You meet a nice one and they are licking you and stuff. But it wasn't reading like super sexual. It was more like he might have like the butt plug that has a tail on the weekend.
Like, do you think this is like that the woman who was in love with a roller coaster?
I have not heard that before.
This woman was, she like thought she was, well, didn't think. She was in a relationship with a roller coaster.
Damn, bro. I feel like if somebody says that, you got to just put a bull in the head.
And as a coaster enthusiast, I understand that they can be erotic in nature. But a long-term committed relationship with an inanimate object seems... A
couple days ago, I thought I was in love with the stripper. A couple of them.
So
it's not like that. So here's where I got the real proof.
Yeah.
Here's the real protein in the kibble.
Yeah.
I grab the bag. I give him the cash, verify it. You know, I have to do a signature on the phone, on the app. He licks my hand a couple of times. I said, get out
Shut
of here,
up.
You little
Shut
rascal.
Up.
But at the end, he has a digital printer, like a little mini like Bluetooth printer, like a receipt printer you'd use for, you know, your fucking hookah store or whatever.
Don't talk about our friends at Shopify like that. Go ahead.
So it prints out.
Yeah.
And it's not for the weed delivery company. It's his own personal printer that he bought on his own and created his own receipt image.
Okay.
And all it is a QR code for his Venmo. And then it says, I accept treats.
Bro.
So he wants treats in the form of a Venmo tip.
Okay.
For handing me a bag.
Yeah, of course. Everybody wants a fucking tip. So did you, because the move here from TJ,
invite him inside, three way.
No. The move is to go into your beautiful Spanish style kitchen.
Thanks.
Grab a treat mm-hmm. for one of your dogs.
Okay.
Hand him that treat and keep keep it very literal with him, and then act confused when he acts confused.
Damn, that would have been so. He would.
It would have fucked him up.
He might like it though. He might be like,
might. He might like it, but he would still rather have $5 for handing you that bag than a fucking.
Well, you know what he's gonna get is some Trader Joe's almond butter on the tip of my dick.
Lick it, bitch.
Get to work. Yeah, crunchy.
Damn,
didn't think that was gonna happen.
Honestly, man, people are getting out of control. Like, that is so insane.
So that's obviously that's what I was thinking at first. Like, okay, I'm having high grade drugs delivered to my doorstep legally.
By
and the person doing it identifies as a dog, and that's just it's so ridiculous. You know. Not to somebody who's younger, maybe, but to somebody like you and I who have been around a little bit longer and we've seen the evolution of humanity over the last 40 years. But it also was really kind of sick because, like, this person gets to live their very unorthodox lifestyle.
Totally.
And they get to have a job delivering something that makes people very happy straight to their door and bring a smile on their face.
Point.
They smile at that person. And it's like, this person would have been like, lit on fire and thrown in a ditch 100 years ago, and now they get to be quote unquote gainfully employed. They have a Kia that they drive around and they get to have fun with their friends and enjoy their life. And
you know,
I was like, that's kind of sick.
This is a classic moment of duality. I completely agree with you, and I also think it's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this is cool. I'm glad that you're able to do this, and I want you to live a happy and fulfilling life. But I'm also like, this is dumb as fuck. What are you talking about?
Yeah. And I think that. I'm okay with people identifying however they want to identify, of course.
Totally.
Of course. But I think that you should be allowed to treat somebody in a ridiculous manner if they're identifying as something ridiculous.
So
like if somebody's like, I identify as a fucking Herman Miller chair, I'm going to sit on you.
I'm going to kick my legs out.
I'm going to be like, what you said, I respect it as a person, but what you said is very funny. And I'm going to treat it as such.
Yeah. So when I tell you I identify as an Air Force One, you're going to put your damn foot in me.
But if somebody identifies as a dog, what does that mean I'm allowed to do or not allowed to do? Or am I allowed to do anything?
I imagine that, unfortunately for everyone, you're not allowed to do anything. And you have to act like that's totally normal unless they give you some sort of verbal cue that you're allowed to take it into doggy mode. Like, if they hand you the leash, you can walk them.
Okay.
If they're on all fours and they're barking, you can throw them a treat.
Okay, so a tail wag is what we call consent.
I think in this case, a tail wag, I would maybe wait for two or three just to be sure.
Permission to scratch?
Yeah, permission to scratch. Yeah, if the weed delivery guy rolls over into his back and his legs are up and he's, then you can scratch his tummy.
Okay,
but you got to be careful because what if your neighbors saw that?
I know, right? I mean, I was already a little weirded out to begin with, but you know, whatever, it's fine.
Can I ask a question about this person's looks?
Sure. It's a little. It's not super fresh on the brain, but
what was the vibe though? Just an overall.
The vibe was like a guy who. You know the kid in Pokemon, like the human in Pokemon?
I unfortunately and proudly don't.
It's kind of like that, I guess.
But I'm asking, did he look like he'd been in a basement? Like, was his skin translucent? Did he have some color to him? Did he look like he was active out in the world? Did he have a club foot? Like,
Pokemon human. No, he was probably like, yeah, he looked like this guy.
Okay. Oh.
Like, he kind of looked like a human cartoon character. He was like, a normal, like, sweet kid. He looked clean and well behaved and well groomed and intelligent, happy and healthy.
Okay, so
he was not a troll.
Was he neutered?
I didn't look under the hood.
Do you? Okay, but from his behavior, do you believe he did have to go to obedience school, or do you think he's kind of a rescue?
I think he's self-trained. Oh, okay. I think he knows what he's doing.
Okay.
He had a good head on his shoulder. Well, dog had good head on dog shoulders, I should say.
Also, I wonder, I mean, I know this exists globally, of course, but this feels like one of the most Los Angeles things that could ever happen. The only thing that could make this better if he was an actor.
Yeah,
I've played a dog in a few things, but like it hasn't really taken off yet.
I have my puppy SAG card.
Pag.
You know who don't strike? Dogs.
Dogs can't strike. Maybe they should take over, kind of. See what Margo and Bean are up to this weekend. We got to get a cartoon off the ground. I need you guys to punch up this cartoon.
It's an exciting time because like this is happening now. People are identifying as cartoon dogs. What's it gonna be like in 20 years? People are falling in love with roller coasters and identifying as inanimate objects.
You never fucked a roller coaster? I knew you were a bitch.
I'm scared. I didn't do that shit. I don't go in the ocean past where I could touch the bottom. I don't go on roller coasters. I feel like there's one more. I don't eat crab legs without gloves on.
I'm not a big daredevil either, but you drive fast.
Well, I trust myself.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So you're saying the X factor is what kind of takes you out of it.
Yeah, because
the unknown.
I mean, I don't know. I have no logic on why that makes sense. Because
you're just scared. You're a born scaredy cat.
People die in car accidents way more than roller coasters, of course. But I just see, if I died driving, I'm not driving for no reason. There's no reason to go on a roller coaster other than go, woo!
There's no reason.
I'm always driving because like I have to go to a place.
So yeah, you have to go to a place. Yeah,
I had to go here.
That sandwich from Bub and Grandma's is so good. I have to drive over there.
It's good. Yeah. No, well, I have to eat or I die.
I would rather die experiencing life to its fullest on a classic wooden coaster.
Living life to its fullest does not involve going to fucking Six Flags.
Then driving across
people
town.
People fucking put needles between their fingers and shit there.
A sandwich.
Nasty ass.
I would also, putting a needle between your fingers sometimes is a necessary. Look, bro, there's no veins. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, you've never been in that position, obviously. You're just worried about if the bread is toasted enough on your Reuben.
Yummy. Yeah. There's no reason to go on a roller coaster. And if I die doing that, I will be so mad at myself in heaven.
If I flew out of the back car of the Great American Scream Machine, it was impaled by a beautiful Georgia pine.
What the fuck? You've been thinking about this.
Honestly, I think it's a cool way to go for me.
You think it's a heavenly way to die?
The only other, what is my other option? Old age or OD?
10-ton truck.
Okay. Damn, Jason's really speaking my language today. He wants to talk about ringer tees and the Smiths. Mm-hmm. Bitch, don't do this to me. This is too good. Mm. I want to talk about your little excursion for lunch today and just how it went, because we're in Chicago and you and Tim went to try some local wares.
I can't go to Chicago and not go to DP.
But I thought people here had moved on to tavern style and DP was only for tourists.
Wow.
I'm asking. I don't know. Wow. It feels like the tavern style. I told you the story, but when I was here with the Bear guys.
Yeah, with Maddie and Chris.
I asked Maddie. I was like, I think I want to go. Because I had a night alone. I was like, I think I want to go try some of this tavern style pizza, which is the best place. He hits me back immediately with an address, and he's like, it's like a 35 minute Uber, and you said you're going alone. You can't go alone. And I'm like, all right, so this guy's telling me to get the traditional Chicago delicious tavern style pizza. I got to drive 35 minutes and wear a vest.
Tap in with O'Block.
So I did go back to the Ralph Lauren Cafe for a second meal twice in 3 days and kind of opted not to go. And we don't have time to go this time.
Uh-uh.
But
does tavern style pizza is good, but
you want DP more?
No, I don't know. I don't. For some reason, I just saw it and I was like, oh yeah, Pequod's is like the classic spot that I like going to. There's probably better places, somewhere.
Oh, I know. I can't wait for all these fucking idiots that work at.
You fucking. I mean,
I work at Havas and it's actually right down the street from the best place.
Yeah, but it was good. You know, Tim and I we split a small one, couple slice. We had like a slice and a half or something like that. It got fooled up.
Because it's that gnarly.
Yeah, it's.
And I've had Chicago style pizza, I believe, deep dish once in my life, and I was like, "This is just too much for me."
It ain't for you, is it?
No,
that's okay. But I'm proud of you for knowing about that style of pizza. But before we leave, when I called an Uber to go over to get the deep dish. He has a Tesla 5.0 top driver rating.
Top driver.
His name, Monkey Bar.
No. Monk Bayar. Hold on, let me spell it. Go back. For you guys at home, it's MUNKHBAYAR. This man is Monkey Bar. He's a bartender.
He's Mongolian. He was a great guy. We had a little chit chat. It was nice. We were driving by and there's a group of Mongolian women on the corner. He rolled down the window and hollered at them.
In the native tongue?
Yeah. And they were like, oh, shit.
That's fire.
And I was like, Monkey Bar, you a fool for this one.
Monkey Bar, not midday player.
HowLongGone.com is a website. Everybody who's been to come out and see us this week in the great cities of Philadelphia, Atlanta, Chicago, we thank you very much. It was fun hanging out with all of you guys. We wish we could have
gone. Yeah, Chicago, I'm not going to speak on it yet because we haven't done it yet. But Philadelphia and Atlanta, excellent shows, great crowds. The venues are really nice. I feel like we've stepped our game up venue-wise, and I'm feeling
all the venues have been great, nice and big, beautiful service, professional all the way. Couldn't be easier. Our live show's dialed in with the tech backline and the riders, and it's all sorted out. We're loving it. Obviously, we're not making any money because that's the way independent touring goes.
You guys have heard about independent touring. Like, we didn't cancel this because we're not pussies, but this hotel ain't cheap, you know?
Yeah.
That deep dish doesn't pay for itself. And thank you to our fearless friend, tour manager, merch seller, Tim the Toolman Coleman.
Mm-hmm. Tim's been out here.
Big twin. Holding it down, lugging bags.
Yeah, he's been a good confidant. Because all the stuff that I want to do that Chris doesn't want to do, he'll do it with me. It's great. Then all the stuff you want to do, he'll be like, all right, peace.
All right, bet. I'll see you later. I do think, though, it's interesting to have a third person with us. It really is nice. It's been like a really pleasant part. I didn't think about what it would be like socially.
I mean, it's never easy getting a third, but once you get used to it and you get dialed in.
HowLongGone has gone poly for this tour and it's worked out for us.
What's the app called? Field?
Yeah, this is We're
playing the field.
But it's been really great. This has been really fun and the weather's been good. And also, in a programming note, London's first show sold out, second show the next day, going on sale soon.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you guys in August. And also, we will be...
Thanks for selling out, London. We love y'all.
We love y'all. You're better than any city in America. And we will be in Pasadena on Saturday with all of our friends from the early aughts at Just Like Heaven Festival.
Yeah, LA. We will be there How Long Gone Live at a outdoor music festival. I think it's at 1 p.m. So it's going to be a question mark.
It's going to be the check cleared. It's actually a wire. Thank God for our friends at Golden Voice.
But I'm excited to do a show outdoors.
I'm not.
It's kind of interesting. I don't know. I really don't know what to expect. I want you to have a little bit of a better attitude about it, Chris.
Well, I will once we get there.
Okay.
I'll be fine.
And then Them Jeans DJ set, I think 3:30 to 5. So, you know, schedule your Eurovision finale around that, however you see fit.
I'm excited to be in the booth for your daytime DJ set and really get
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, because I've decided I'm kind of going to work the mic. I'm going Tremaine style.
I don't think that's going to happen at all.
I think I need to kind of get the crowd going because it's going to be tough for you to kind of keep
them. Mic machine broke. Sorry.
Can I get a mic? No.
No.
Okay, fine. Well, then I'll just go home. It's fine.
It's not working right now. Maybe try it again later.
Try it again later.
All right, guys. Well, we have to go do a show in Chicago.
Yeah,
now.
Thank you. How Long Gone. HowLongGone.com is the website. And we will talk to you guys on Monday.
Bye-bye.